Birds Moondog Saturday morning show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour. And in a phone call that I never thought that I would ever have in my life, being a 49-year-old man, on the phone we have Mr. and Mrs. Claus from the North Pole. Good morning to you, Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Good morning from the North Pole. Very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes. We're glad to talk to you. This is an honor to talk to you folks, but we're going to have to talk fast, folks. I'm busy right now. This time of year, I'm busy. The elves are busy. We're trying to get everything done, and we're running out of time, it seems like.
Well, Santa, gosh, we appreciate you taking our call.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so Santa, what is the prognosis on this year's Christmas, considering COVID? Do you have to be extra safe? Do you have to wear a mask when you go into the house? And are you following COVID rules, too?
Oh, yeah. We're doing everything we're supposed to. We've got a mask on all the time. Every house we go into, we put a new mask on. And, it's slowing us down a little bit. But other than that, we're getting around, and we're going to be all prepared for this year.
Well, you have a magical bag, that's for sure, if you've got 30 million of those masks in there as you to change for each one. So I think that's absolutely awesome, because I'm sure it's like your magic present bag too. But I know Teresa's here, she's got something for you. She's been wanting to talk to Santa for a long time.
Well, no, last we talked with Nyla, who helps out, but she was saying kids, right when she passes the letters on to you, she says that the kids want to know if any elves have come down with COVID, and I don't know if she knew the answer for sure.
Can elves get COVID?
No, we're very fortunate. The elves are doing fine.
And they're wearing their masks.
Yes.
They
are trying to social distance and still do their work. So we have teams that work together and pretty much stay in their little groups, but they all still wear masks.
Okay.
Well, that is good news, and that's going to be encouraging for those listening, that they understand, and wear your mask.
Yeah, and that's probably more to keep it from giving it to Santa and Mrs. Claus, right? Because if the elves are kind of immune to it, then they're wearing those to make sure they keep everybody else that isn't elvish safe, right?
That's right, and we don't want to leave it in anybody's home either. We don't take it anyplace. So we're being the only ones here at the North Pole that aren't wearing masks right now are our reindeer. Our reindeer don't seem to be subject to COVID, so we're allowing them to go in their natural state.
Nice. And Rudolph, you'll be able to say, yeah, Rudolph's nose.
Has nothing to do with COVID.
We'd have a terrible time if the reindeer had to have their masks on, see, because then how would you know Rudolph from the rest of them?
That's right.
This is true.
That'd be terrible. So we're very fortunate that the reindeer are okay.
Yeah, and they don't have fingers where they can actually yank their mask down and catch a quick breath and put it back on.
Right.
So, Santa, tell us some stories, and Mrs. Claus, you tell us some stories that you have out there and share some stories of who you interact with.
Well, I want to start by saying when children come into the room where Santa is and they get their first glimpse of him, their eyes just open as wide as they can, and you can just see the love between Santa and the children.
Oh, that's, that's
amazing. It makes my heart just flutter. I like to see those children so happy.
Well, my eyes would light up the same if I walked in the room nowadays with Santa Claus, because with COVID, kind of everybody with the restrictions, being home more alone and all that, I would love to see Santa Claus.
Something familiar.
Hey, by the way, I heard you say you're 49 years old.
Yes.
Have you been a good fellow all year?
No.
He has not.
Well, I spent most of my time this last year, especially starting in March. I live alone, so a lot of my time is alone. So if I'm doing something bad, it's only affecting me typically.
Oh, well, that's a good sign.
Yeah. That's
well, I can tell you. He's not that bad.
Yeah, judge me by what I do, not what I say.
Well, Santa loves all the children, good ones and bad ones. And actually, there's no real bad ones. It's just a little mischief that they get in.
Some naughty choices.
The children are wishing for toys and clothes and even cars when you get to the bigger kids. But there are children who, in the past, when they've come to sit on Santa's lap, have so little, and they ask for things not just for themselves, but for their family.
Nice.
The saddest one of the saddest Santa told me about was this little girl that just asked that the boy that used to be in her class could come back to school. And she was missing him, and she didn't know where he was. And another one wanted a little kitty for Christmas. She just wanted something to hold and love. And so those are the special stories that touch a person's heart, and especially Santa's, because it's so big.
That's right.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be making any pre-Christmas visits to the South Haven area by any chance?
Well, we of course have to survey everywhere ahead of time. And we've been through South Haven a couple times. Wasn't that right, Mrs. Claus?
Yes. Yes, honey, it was.
Okay. I thought so. We've checked that out. We're all set. I don't think we missed any kids there in South Haven. We got them all on
You got them all. They're all on your list.
Yeah.
Mrs.
And
Claus.
We miss the children being with us physically this year.
So when you're not delivering gifts, I'm sorry, I just got to know, what are Mr. and Mrs. Claus doing?
What do you do up there in the North Pole?
We stay our distance, and they can't sit on Santa's lap anymore this year.
Oh, those are the kids. What do you guys do up there in the North Pole? Because there's not too many adults up there. How do you guys get along during the rest of the year?
We get along most of the time. Mrs. Claus is very good at making apple pie, and I like a slice of vanilla ice cream from Sherman's on there. Ooh. And I put that ice cream on that pie, and I'm just as happy as can be.
Do you guys do any kind of requests or anything if somebody calls you, or are you guys just do your thing, or and that's how it is? Or can people get a hold of you to say, hey, can you come see us before Christmas?
Well, they can get a hold of us if they send a note or a Santa, do we have an email address? I'm so out of that.
Don't you worry about it, because Rosalie is on it.
Yes.
And at the end of the show, when we post this, she will put all your contact information if you want to share that at that point. We don't want to put you on the spot.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, so if anybody out there has Rosalie's number at the moment, you can call her to find out how to get a hold of these two. But we've reached the end of our time, and it's absolutely flown by. We had a good time with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and I certainly appreciate you guys taking 8 minutes of time with us when
we know you're busy.
You're a busy man and a busy woman right now.
Well, we thank you, too. And yes, we got to get back to work here. We got a lot to do yet, and time's running out.
And we would love to hear from the children and the big children as well.
Nice. Can I get a Merry Christmas, ho, 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 Santa Claus?
And thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. All right.
I love it.
Thank you so much. We will be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Rappers, Moondog